Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Teeing It Up studios in the Swamps of Jersey in Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up Presents, the Sunday Sprint for Week 3 in the National Football League season. It is Sunday, September 27th, 2015. I'm joined by the voice of Stetson Football, the great, great Mr. Luke Morrow. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have only one matchup, as the great Mike Francesa pointed out on the radio earlier this morning, between winning teams this weekend. It's Atlanta and Dallas. This is a gut check weekend for a lot of teams. Going 1-2, 0-3 doesn't get you very far in the National Football League. Some teams got to wake up and turn it on this morning. Afternoon.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And, you know, we are at a point here in the league that I think maybe you'll see another team that's has 7 wins or 8 wins get back into the postseason this year just with how many teams are down. Kevin Seifert, who writes for ESPN, he used to be the Vikings writer, wrote a column before the season about the lack of good teams in the NFL this season and how much mediocrity there would be in the league. And I disagreed at the time, but now after watching 2 weeks of football, I think he may be right, and there are more bad teams than good teams as we sit here week 3 of the NFL season.
Luke, folks, was so frustrated. So frustrated at this somewhat inept quality of football that you jokingly advocated for more preseason games. That's how desperate you are.
Oh, yeah, we've essentially gotten more preseason games. Week 1 for half the teams in the league was like a fifth preseason game, including my Vikings. So, you know, the first 2 weeks have been slow for some teams, and whether it's getting guys more reps in preseason or what, maybe it's just this year, or maybe this will be a recurring theme that will make teams have to adjust how they approach week 1.
You know, the quality of games is so poor, in my opinion, this week. We could just have a monologue for the entire 15 minutes. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, maybe more interesting.
Maybe, because we've got, look, I mean, we start off with Jets-Eagles. The Jets, who have been dominant 2-0, looking to go 3-0 before London next week at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. This show may have to move its time slot because of it. Look, we're in a scenario, Luke, where, frankly, this Eagle team is atrocious. No DeMarco Murray, no Josh Huff. Ryan Matthews starts. Sam Bradford does not seem to fit this offense. Chip Kelly is not the Oregon Chip Kelly. The Jet defense is ferocious. The offense is doing enough to win football games and keep themselves in it, even though they probably won't have Eric Decker today. You know, I think that these are the games that in the past the Jets have not performed properly in, and have, for some reason, ended up losing or ending up in way too close games. But I think 3-0 going to London would be fantastic, and I just don't see where the Eagles get a high-quality performance from.
In a week of maybe some uninteresting matchups today, I think this is an interesting one, because for both of these teams, I'm not sure exactly how to read them. But obviously, the good start for the Jets, and a big thing for them defensively, the defense has looked good, but a big thing through the first 2 weeks is turnovers. And I don't know if the turnovers can continue all season long. And if they don't get the turnovers, what will happen? And I'm not trying to take anything away from the Jets, because two very good wins to start the year, and they've looked better than I was expecting. And then on the other side, you have the Eagles, who need to turn things around. And maybe I'm naive, but I still believe in Chip Kelly. And I think eventually, maybe sooner rather than later, maybe not, I think eventually this offense will click with Bradford, with DeMarco Murray, and everyone else they brought in this season, and will finally get on the right page. Is that today in New York against a good Jets defense? Probably not, but it could be. And so I don't know which way either of these teams will go moving forward. But in terms of today, week 3, as they play each other this afternoon, I do like the Jets in this matchup. But the Eagles need to find a way to win. Point blank, as we said in the open, you can't start off the way the Eagles have, and it gets worse with a loss today. So you're on the road, you find a way to win, and find a way to put some points on the board.
Jets are going to have three quarterbacks active today. Mr. Fitzpatrick, Mr. Petty, and that guy you may have forgotten about, Luke, named Geno Smith.
I like Fitzpatrick, and I like what I've heard even better in saying that, you know, just because Geno Smith comes back doesn't mean he's going to be the starting quarterback. Keep riding Fitzpatrick as long as you're winning.
Todd Bowles said this week this is Fitzpatrick's job, you know, for the moment. This is his. As long as he keeps doing what he's doing, he will have the job. The University of Minnesota today will host the Chargers and the Vikings. Luke, why should I be interested in this game?
I think it's a good game. I think it's a good matchup between two teams that could put a lot of points on the board. From the Vikings' perspective, I like the matchup in a few aspects. The Chargers don't do a very good job getting after the quarterback. The Vikings have a terrible offensive line. And the Chargers don't do a very good job stopping the run game. And, of course, the Vikings have Adrian Peterson, who needs to be the workhorse once again this week. The concern is Phillip Rivers with that no-huddle offense. To really put points on the board, make it tough for defense. So the home crowd's going to need to be loud. Rivers gets rid of the ball very quickly. That's been an issue for the Vikings defense in the past. So I think both these teams, matchup-wise, have the opportunity to put points on the board. Both teams 1-1, needing to keep pace and get over 500. I think it'll be a good ball game.
Look, I mean, you guys played a better quality game last week. I don't really have much interest in this game. I don't think either of these two teams are really going to go anywhere. People seem high on the Chargers, but look, we saw what Peyton Manning did last Thursday night against the Chiefs in what could have been a preview of a divisional battle to end the season. I just don't have much interest in either of these two teams.
I think both these teams could be in the race at the end of the season, and I think, you know, for this game specifically, let's not forget, last time San Diego was in Minnesota, Adrian Peterson set the rushing record for most yards in the game. I'm not saying he's going to run for 296 yards today, but I think he'll have another big day against the Chargers. I think it'll be a good affair between those two. Falcons-Cowboys this afternoon, two undefeated teams. But the Cowboys now down to the backup quarterback, Brandon Weeden, who has lost his last eight starts as a quarterback. Is he able to get the win today against Atlanta at home?
I don't have confidence in that. He obviously doesn't have Dez Bryant. I think this is the best scenario the Falcons could have hoped for. By the way, sorry, just Henrik Stenson is one shot back of Jordan Spieth today before the Tour Championship. Cannot get the elevator to leave his hotel. Says if he's late for his tee time, that's why. He's stuck on the ninth floor. You know, and Tony Romo will be stuck watching this game, and maybe he'll be watching the Tour Championship final round because he does love his golf. Look, Matty Ice and company have looked a lot better. The Falcons have to start this season. Dan Quinn, new defense, playing better. Look, Brandon Weeden, he's shown flashes at times. Matt Cassel has now come in. I think he becomes a starter at some point. Brandon Weeden seems like the guy that could be good for, you know, three quarters and a half, and then, you know, start faltering. I just think that this is a big opportunity for the Falcons to get to 3-0. I think the Cowboys are going to have problems here during this stretch with no Romo and no Bryant.
Yeah, let me preface this by saying I did pick the Falcons to win. I think the Falcons will win this afternoon. But I think the Cowboys won't be as worse off as people might think with Weeden. They do have some issues. Without Dez Bryant, without a run game at the moment, they're going to have to try to figure out that run game to take some of the load off of Weeden. But with the schedule and whatnot, I think, say Romo misses eight games, a lot of people are projecting a 2-6 run for the Cowboys. I think even with Weeden and then eventually Castle, they could be a 500 team and be in prime position in that weak division once Romo comes back. So may not win today, but I think Weeden will play better than some people are expecting.
We are now going to move on to the next game of our slate, and Luke, I think it's interesting as we talk about all these games is that you've got people looking at desperation early on, we now talk about Broncos-Lions, and you've got a Broncos team that everybody was wondering what's wrong with Peyton Manning, and then he goes out there last Thursday night and on that last drive takes over the play calling, and whoa, this looks like Peyton again, not the Gary Kubiak offense.
Yeah, as the saying goes, it's tough to teach an old guard new tricks or something like that. And, you know, for Peyton, at this point of his career, you're asking him to take on a whole new offense, and one that people are unsure if it really fits him. So, we'll see how things go tonight and how things go in the future if they're going to let Peyton run things a little more. And on the Lions side, they need a win. You're at home, prime time. Eli and the Giants found a way to get it done Thursday night. Now the Lions are going to do the same against a tough Bronco defense who gets after the quarterback, and that's been a real issue for Stafford and the Lions, a battered offensive line.
For me, I think this game is going to be really telling. Does Peyton get the power from the get-go, or does Peyton have to try to function within the Gary Kubiak offense? If truly, truly, this is the turning point and this becomes the Peyton Manning offense again, I think the Broncos are about to start big things.
Yeah, and regardless whether it's his offense or Kubiak's offense, I know they had that good drive, but to me, he still doesn't look like the normal Peyton Manning this year, or really last year either, and we'll see how that continues all year long. From Sunday night to Monday night, Chiefs heading to Lambeau to take on the Packers Monday Night Football tomorrow night. Last time we saw the Chiefs in primetime, tough ending for Kansas City, and now we have to deal with the Packers at home where Rodgers hasn't thrown an interception in like 5 years.
Yeah, it's been since a prior presidential administration, it seems, practically. Look, I think this is a Packer win. I'm not impressed by the Chiefs. And I think that Green Bay gets this win and gets this win fairly easily.
Yeah, I've always been a Rodgers supporter. I think he's the best quarterback in the league. And so having to go into Lambeau, Monday Night Football, primetime, for me, it's an obvious matchup of going with Rodgers over Alex Smith. I do like the Chiefs. I think they may be able to hold Rodgers in check. He has struggled against the Chiefs in the past, although that was with a whole different staff. But, you know, I think the Chiefs can keep it close, but you just can't bet against Rodgers, especially when he's at home.
All right, time to move to the end of our radio program and our game picks, the game of the day on this admittedly weak slate.
I'll go with the Sunday night game, Broncos-Lions. I think it could be hopefully a good game.
I'm going also with the Monday night game. Your sleeper game for today's NFL slate?
Because we didn't talk about it, I'll say Steelers-Rams. I think it'll be high-scoring, close game.
For me, we have to look at that Cowboy Falcons game. I think that game could have really interesting ramifications going forward. The game to watch the final round of the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola.
There's a reason why the Seahawks are favored by like 17 points. Bears-Seahawks without Alshon Jeffrey, without Jay Cutler in Seattle, Seahawks should kill them.
Nobody wants to watch Jimmy Clausen. San Francisco, Arizona, Jacksonville, New England. You can take your pick amongst those. Exciting for me.
Yeah.
Your survivor lock, this team's not going to lose game.
I'll go with the Panthers against Luke McCown, who's making his first start in like 5 years, and the Panthers undefeated. Saints didn't look good with Drew Brees. Now they go to the backup quarterback.
Did you see that 3 McCown family members are playing today? Josh, Luke, and somebody else, I believe it's Chris. Pretty crazy. For me, I was going to say your Vikings. I was going to say that for the game to watch golf during, but I decided to be nice to you. Seattle, Chicago, I don't see any way that game is anywhere near close. And finally, your player to watch today.
I may have been tough on him in the past. I'm calling him out again. Matt Stafford, they need a win tonight at home, prime time. He's 3-31 in his career against winning teams. Needs to find a way to pull it off tonight.
I think we can utilize coaches here, right? And Gary Kubiak, what does he let Peyton do? That'll be very interesting to see.
Yeah, it could be a storyline to track all year.
That's true. Luke, see you next week.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Have a great Sunday, everybody.